understand your rights. Join us every Tuesday from 11 hours to 11:55 as we continue to uphold human dignity and advance the cause of human rights for all in line with the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs of 2030.
Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. ADEG welcomes deferment of NGO bill. LCC demolishes additional illegal structures. In international news, Sudan's army denies bombing convoy taking aid to firemen hit area. And in sports, Kansashi gets squad boost after trio recovers from injury. And now the news in detail. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka says President Hakainde Hichilema is at liberty to use any mode of transport to attend to his official engagements. Mr. Hamasaka has emphasized that the mode of transportation used during his recent engagements. Mr. Hamasaka has clarified that the presidential jet is currently not in use due to routine maintenance leading to the continued use of Proflight Airways by the head of state. The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, says it is deeply disappointed with the recent statement purportedly from the Chinese embassy regarding the documentary on Chinese investments in Zambia shared by news diggers. In a statement, IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma has commended news diggers for their bravery and journalistic integrity in bringing the important issue to light, shedding light on the intricacies of Chinese investments in Zambia. IPAC, however, says it is concerned that the embassy's response failed to address the legitimate concerns raised by stakeholders regarding the documentary's revelations. Mr. Ngoma says the lack of substantive engagement with the issues raised is troubling and suggests a disconnect between the embassy's understanding of Zambian concerns and the reality on the ground.
While Zambia welcomes Chinese investment and values the bilateral relationship with China, it is essential for Chinese investors to respect and adhere to Zambian laws, particularly those related to environmental protection, labor laws, and human rights. The Zambian people have a right to expect that investment in their country will be conducted in a responsible and sustainable manner. The prevalence of Chinese nationals finding themselves on the wrong side of the law is a worrying trend that undermines the reputation of both Chinese investors and the Zambian government. IPAC urges the Chinese embassy to counsel its investors on the importance of respecting bilateral relations and adhering to local news, regulations and cultural norms.
The Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation, ADEG, has welcomed the announcement by the Minister of Community Development and Social Services, Doreen Mwamba, on the deferment of the NGO Bill No. 6 to allow for further consultations with stakeholders. ADEG Executive Director Gideon Musonda says, as an organization that has consistently advocated for transparent, inclusive and rights-respecting legislation governing NGOs, the Institute commends the development that is a positive step towards ensuring that the eventual law reflects the aspirations of the people and strengthens civic space in the country. Ms. Msonda has highlighted the need for a fair and enabling regulatory framework that strengthens accountability without stifling civil society's vital role in promoting democracy, development and human rights. He says that the legislation will make a difference in protecting and promoting the constitutional rights to freedom of association.
NGO Bill No. 6 has consistently highlighted the need for a fair and enabling regulatory framework that strengthens accountability without stifling civil society's vital role in promoting democracy, development, and human rights. The legislation that will make a difference in protecting and promoting the constitutional rights to freedom of association. We therefore commend government for listening to the concerns raised by the NGOs and civil society.
Now, the Lusaka City Council, LCC, has demolished additional illegal structures erected along Mosotunye Road and Tokyo Way. In a statement, LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Wulumba Nyambe says, in a joint night operation conducted by Council Police in collaboration with the State Police between 18 hours and 23 hours on Wednesday, the exercise saw the removal of 8 illegal mobile money booths along Mosotunye Road and 1 makeshift structure along Tokyo Way. Mr. Nyambe says on Sunday, 17th August 2025, a similar operation was conducted by the Council and the State Police, during which 34 illegal makeshift structures were dismantled along the same road, including 1 car wash near High Life off Ring Road, Tokyo Way. He says before the demolitions, the council issued several warnings and enforcement notices to the owners of the illegal structures.
Going forward, as the council, we want to ensure that we intensify in terms of monitoring and surveillance to curb all illegal, you know, construction across Lusaka, as mandated by the Regional and Urban Planning Act number 3 of 2015. We'd also like to just call upon members of the public to ensure that, you know, they always engage the council whenever they want to come up with structures. If it is trading, you know, spaces that they don't have, they should always engage us, because we are able to provide guidance and give stands where we feel they can, you know, trade from.
Kabanana Ward 27 Councillor of Mandevu Constituency has commended government over the developmental projects in the ward. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Councillor Joseph Katongo has highlighted a number of CDF projects done in his ward, which include the bringing of water in the ward, stating the ward has not had water for over 30 years. Mr. Katongo says the water project is the biggest development, and a maternity ward at Kabanana Health Post, and also the land for the health post that will cease to be a health post but a clinic.
I'm sure over 30 years we've been having challenge of water. So the bigger project we've done is we are bringing water into Kabanana, because the project was being done in phases, which were phase one is done. So we're just waiting for phase two to do the completion of the work. So we are connecting water from SOS into Kabanana. Because as you know, Kabanana never had, we were not connected with the Lusaka Water and Sanitation. So people were just depending on boreholes, individual boreholes.
We take a break to stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. That's the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International. Sudan's army has denied bombing a World Food Programme WFP convoy taking aid to a famine-hit area in the country's Darfur region. The paramilitary rapid support forces had blamed the army for Wednesday's airstrike in the town of Melit, which is under RSF control. It added the WFP did not give any details of the attack, but said three lorries in the 16-vehicle convoy were damaged and caught fire. All staff traveling in the convoy were safe. Sudan plunged into a civil war in April 2023 after a vicious power struggle erupted between the army and the RSF, creating